Moro Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Malcolm Holmlein, my colleague, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. Syria, the Aleppo airport, a headline from the Times of Israel. Syria accuses Israel of consecutive airstrikes on Aleppo airport, Damascus. Syria accused Israel carrying out two consecutive airstrikes, the first against the Aleppo International Airport, the second near the capital, Damascus. The mystery here can be solved quickly. We welcome Professor Eyal Zisser, Vice Rector of Tel Aviv University. Professor, my understanding is Israel doesn't use its extremely well-trained IAF unless there's a target that is threatening to the people of Israel. What can you tell us about these airstrikes and were they successful? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Well, of course, it's unofficially because Israel didn't take any responsibility. But the point you made is correct, is accurate. I mean, and here we speak not about a military target, but this is an international airport. But the message Israel is sending is very clear. We will not allow the Iranian to establish any military presence on Syrian soil. We will not allow the Iranian to transfer advanced weaponry to the hands of Hezbollah. And when we know about such delivery of weapons, when we know about Iranian aircraft that are landing in Syrian airports, we will attack. And if the Syrian do not understand the message, and if the Syrian continue to allow the Iranians to land on Syrian soil, there will be no available airports in Syria. This is the clear message.
Malcolm?
Well, they get diverted to the Damascus airport. Does it mean that Israel has to monitor all of the airports? And did Syria, according to reports we read here, in fact, warn Iran not to take operations out of Syria against Israel because of this retaliation?
Well, as for your first question, I mean, at first they landed in Tifa at four airport in the middle of the Syrian desert. Then it was bombed and they moved to Damascus International Airport. And then it was bombed and they moved to Aleppo. They are trying their best, and Israel is trying its best. And yes, I mean, Israel can probably, I mean, that's what we see on the ground. Israel can monitor all activity all around Syria. Now, as for Bashar, it's hard to say. I mean, yes, on the one hand, it seems that he's not happy about the Iranian presence and that he is trying to convince the Iranian to limit their presence in Syria. But the problem with Bashar, it was always the problem with Bashar. Let me remind you what Secretary of State John Kerry said, you know, before the war in Syria started. I mean, he spoke with him about the nuclear reactor Israel bombed exactly 15 years ago and asked what was it all about. And Bashar looked at his eyes and said, we had no nuclear reactor. We do not support terrorism. So the man is a liar. So we can't, and he's trying, of course, to maneuver between all parties. So, yes, on the one hand, maybe he sent some messages to Iranian. Probably he sent those messages to the Israelis. But on the other hand, he allow them to continue, and he needs them. So I have no clear answer to your question as for what Bashar is up to.
Professor, as Sirius become darkness visible, what goes on there is extremely difficult to understand where it's going. A collapse of a civilization. The refugee story is a burden to the whole of the Eastern Hemisphere. Right now, is this going to be the indefinite future, what we see now? Is there anything to look for that could be a better day for the people of the region?
Well, first of all, Bashar won the war in the sense that he's still the president. And I guess he's happy that he was able to get rid of all of those, you know, millions of Syrians whom he had to give food and shelter, and many of them revolted against him. So as for Bashar, there is no any human tragedy and human disaster. He won with the help of the Russians and the Iranian. Now, for him, the survival is the most important thing. And, you know, the world gets tired, and there was the war in Ukraine that stopped these efforts to bring Syria back to the Arab world and to the Arab League. And to, but the world got tired and is there. And probably what we'll see is more of the same, you know, instability, human tragedy, no better future.
Malcolm?
To what degree do you think the threats by Hezbollah setting a deadline of September 1st and threatening the negotiations that are going on, to what degree do you give it credibility? Do you think a deal is in the offing and Hezbollah will abide by it?
Well, I think that Hezbollah will be happy if there is an agreement, because I don't think they really want a war. They do understand the damage that Israel can cause to Lebanon, and they do remember what happened in 2006. But 2006 was many years ago, and maybe Nasrallah think that because of the political problems inside Israel, the government is not as strong and not as decisive, and he's playing with fire. You know, also in 2006, he didn't really want a war, but he started playing with us, and the result was a war. Now, the one thing I want to say is that the first time since 2006, he declares very clearly, we are ready to go to war. And unless our demands are being accepted, we will go to war. So I do suggest to take him seriously, not in the sense that he's interested in war, but he is ready to play with fire, and the result might be a deterioration and a major escalation.
Professor, a final question about right now, about Syria right now. Is the refugee story any better? Has there been any improvement whatsoever? They fled to the whole region. Is there a change for the refugees? We just have 30 seconds.
No. The regime doesn't allow them to go back. And within the neighboring country, Turkey, Jordan, even Lebanon, there is pressure from within the local societies to get rid of them. So the situation is even getting worse, I would say.
Professor Eyal Zisser, he is the vice rector of Tel Aviv University, Malcolm Holine Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.